Welcome back to episode number 2 of Tina Talks. Woohoo! yes, I am back for episode 2. I debated if I wanted to do another one, but you know, I had to put my big girl panties on and I said, screw it, I'm going to do another one. So yeah, here I am. Super excited to be here. And the topic that I wanted to talk to you guys about today is something that I have struggled with and do continue to struggle with, but I'm getting better at doing it. And the topic is mom guilt. Mom guilt is something that I have always struggled with. Obviously, when you have kids, it's something that we all deal with as moms, you know. But I want to let you know that you can overcome it, and it is okay to have mom guilt. It does not mean you're a bad mom. It just means that you love your kids. You love your family and you want to do what's best for them, and that's okay. So, mom guilt for me is the ways that I struggle with mom guilt is, for example, when I started doing my business, my online business, you know, I started feeling guilty wanting to do something for myself. You know, having my own business, I felt like even just the hour a day I would spend on my business, I would feel bad for doing it because I felt like I shouldn't be doing it. I feel like I should be doing something that's more towards the family and more towards, you know, the kids. Another thing, I have gotten better with that. You know, I do know that me working on my business, I may feel a little guilty at first, and I don't anymore. And it's because I know that what I'm doing is for myself. It's what makes me happy, and I know that I'm doing it because I want to generate more income for my family, you know, and I am doing it for them. Another thing that I still struggle with is buying myself stuff. You know, I go to the store to look for something for myself, and I end up leaving with something for all three of my kids, and my husband's like, wait a second. Didn't you go buy something for yourself? And I'm like, yeah. So it gets easier not being guilty about it, because in reality, you're not doing anything wrong. I am not doing anything wrong. I am doing something that is making me happy. And if mama's happy, everybody's happy. And I know we've all experienced that when we have bad days, it sucks for everybody. You know what I mean? But if mama's happy, everybody's happy. How I react with my kids and with my husband is going to be different than when I'm in a bad mood and when I'm not happy. So, you know, definitely I've been looking for things that make me happy, things that that kind of re-energize me and recharge my battery so that when I do interact with my family, it puts me in a better mood. I have the energy to deal with it, with the daily tasks that I do throughout the house and, you know, when the kids are home, homework, you know, dinner and all that stuff. I would say definitely if you are not happy, because I know I've been at that point before where I wasn't happy. And not that I wasn't happy with my family, with my kids. I was, and I am very happy with my family and with my husband. I wasn't happy with myself because there was a point in time when I felt like I didn't know who I was. You know, yes, I am a mom. Yes, I am a wife. But who am I as a person? I feel like I kind of lost my own identity, you know, in trying to be a good mom and trying to be a good wife and taking care of everybody that, you know, I kind of just lost myself in listening and paying attention to the things that I wanted, what I needed for my body, not for my body, but for my soul, for my mind. Because, you know, when you don't take care of yourself, you just feel so drained at the end of the day. You know, you don't even have energy anymore. So yeah, you know, if you guys have felt this way or maybe in the past you did and you overcame it, and or you haven't yet, you know, let me know. Send me any questions, any comments you guys have on this topic. It is something that it's it's kind of even difficult to talk about. You know, we, especially me as a child, grew up in Hispanic culture, you know, once the wife got pregnant, that was it. Like, it was like, you know, they would tell you, you know, you can't go to school, you can't follow your dreams, you can't do this, you can't do that, because you have kids, and that's it. You have to focus on the kids. And, you know, I, in my opinion, I think that's bullshit. I call bullshit on that, because I feel like you can still continue to follow your dreams. You can still continue to finish school. You can continue to work on yourself, even being pregnant and having kids. You know, I don't feel like having to put your dreams and your life on hold because you have kids is something, you know, is not something, but a mentality we should have. Especially if you know, how I think about it is if I wait for my kids to grow up and, you know, get out of the house, and where it's just me and my husband, and then it's kind of like, what if I'm not even, what if I don't even feel like I have the energy anymore, you know? Then I'm gonna have to start from the beginning all over again at an older age. And for me, it's kind of like, oh, do I really want to do it, or should I do it now, work towards it, and then when the kids are out of the house, I'll already be maybe not where I want to be, but closer to where I was than if I were to start right when the kids got out of the house. And at the same time, starting now, it's going to benefit myself and my family. So, you know, the kids are going to be able to see the benefit of that, or the progress of where my goals are, and, you know, what I'm doing in my career and my business, and income that I'm bringing in. You know, I'm able to use that with my family now, you know, even to just go to the movies or to go eat dinner. So yeah, that's why I'd say start now, you know, even if it's not even owning your own business. You know, for me, I love to dance. Dance is my therapy and I love it. I haven't danced in a while, but I've been wanting to go back again. I just, you know, moving with the military, you know, you have to find everything all over again. So I need to find a new dance studio around here to go to. I mean, I still do it here at the house, but it's different when you're in a studio and you're with other people who love to dance too. It brings a different dynamic to it. But when I go and dance, you know, I come home and my kids can just feel my energy when I walk into the house, because I'm just so excited, so happy to be home, so re-energized to be home to share with them how it was at my dance class, and they see how happy it makes me. And you know, my husband is more supportive. He's super supportive. And you know, if it makes you happy, then go and do it, because he knows and he's seen the difference in me when I do something that makes me happy, rather than before when I wasn't doing anything for myself. You know, it's a huge difference. And of course he liked it, because it meant me being happy, and me being happy, it has an effect in our relationship as a couple and my relationship with my kids. So definitely if something that I'm doing for me is going to benefit the family, then why not? You know, I'm not being selfish. In a way I would say, yes, you are being selfish, but in a good way. Because you're deciding, no, I'm going to take this time to do something for me that's going to make me happy, because then it's going to make everybody happy. And like I said, it can be anything, whether it's taking an hour to go get your nails done, go reading a book, go having a drink with some friends, go having lunch with friends. For me, it's me working on my business. That's me. Doing this podcast, this makes me happy. This is, I'm in my zone, I'm in my space. This is, I love to journal. So, you know, I have journals. I have like 2 or 3 journals that are just filled for me daily, journaling every single day. So doing this podcast, it's funny because my husband was like, do you know what podcasting, you know, what it is? And I was like, what do you mean? And he said, you're journaling, but you're voice journaling. So you're just, I'm pretty much just expressing what I've been through, how it made me feel, and how I overcame it, or whatever the outcome of that was. I'm just talking about it rather than writing it down. And I was like, oh, okay, never thought about that. But that was cool because now I'm like, okay, now I like it. Like, for me, it's, you know, one, I'm saving paper. No, I'm just kidding. I still journal every single day. Excuse me. But it's true. You know, whether it's, if you journaling for a few minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes a day, might help you let go of anything, any resentment, anything that happened the night before or the day of. And, you know, either you do it at the end of the night or you can do it in the morning to reflect on the day before. You can do it at night to reflect on the day, anything that happened, you know, how it made you feel. That anything you do for yourself, you are going to feel so different, and it's just so good for your soul. So good. And I am so passionate about doing something for yourself, because if not, you're going to burn out. You're going to have breakdowns. Because when I wasn't taking care of me, when I wasn't focusing on what made me happy, when I wasn't doing things to recharge my batteries, I feel like I had, or I don't feel like, I know for a fact I had more breakdowns. I had more breakdowns and I wasn't happy, you know, and then I would take it out on my kids and the family, you know, not a lot, but, you know, it would come out sometimes. So now that I've been on this journey already for a year of starting my own business, working on my mindset, journaling, reading, listening to podcasts, like just doing stuff for me, even going on walks, taking my dog Luna for a walk just around right here, it just feels so good. You know, you get that fresh air in. I just get to think about, you know, stuff. Or I'll just listen to a podcast, listen to an Audible book. I love Audible. I have so many books on there. But yeah, definitely do something for you. Because I guarantee you, you will feel so different about you, about yourself. And it's going to reflect in your relationship with everyone around you. Because they're going to start to notice a difference in you. So yeah. It was so cool because the other day, here's an example. The other day we went to go eat, me and my husband, this past weekend it was Memorial weekend. He had Friday off. So he had a 4-day weekend. The kids had school. So then we decided to go have lunch. We went to the Yard House, which is at the mall. So we're, you know, that for me is like the best thing ever, is being able to just go have lunch with my husband and just talk about what we have going on in our lives, talk about, you know, things that's going on with me, my goals, and then with him and his goals and with school. And, you know, he looked at me and he was like, I want to take you shopping. And at that moment I was like, oh no, let's not spend money. Let's, you know, let's see if the kids need anything. Let's, you know, let's figure this out first. I kind of started already in my mind creating excuses why I shouldn't go shopping for myself, or why he shouldn't buy me stuff. And then I had to stop myself and say, okay, yes, I acknowledge the way that I'm feeling, but I do deserve to go shopping. I deserve to treat myself, or to let him treat me and buy me clothes. And I said, okay, let's go ahead. Let's go shopping. And sure enough, we did. We went to the store and I brought myself clothes, you know, tried on a bunch of stuff, even though I hate trying on clothes. I don't know what it is. If I have to try something on, I just would rather not buy it. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just me being lazy and not wanting to try it on. And then I feel like it's such a hassle. But anyways, yeah, so, you know, we got home from lunch and shopping, and, you know, I felt good. I felt happy. I felt, you know, and he goes out of his way to just make me feel loved, and to make, you know, to show his love for me. And, yeah, that was kind of fun. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I had fun, just going shopping for myself. And, you know, he was there too, helping me pick out clothes. So, you know, it was something we both got to do together, and it was fun, and we got to hang out together. So definitely, Yeah. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you've ever felt guilty or felt like you were being selfish by doing something for you. I'm interested. I've talked to lots of people who felt the same way, and who agree with the fact that it's okay for us as moms to be a little bit selfish for ourselves, for our sanity, for our sanity, because if not, we're going to go crazy. But thanks, guys, for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. Again, your feedback is encouraged. I would love to hear what you guys think about this mom guilt. You guys can also find me on Instagram at Stina, S-T-I-N-A, 228. Or you can find mine and my husband's podcast, too, at Telotalks, TELOTALKS.